Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday morning, October 9th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, what JPMorgan Chase is and is not saying about their data breach and how mobile apps are failing to protect your privacy. JPMorgan Chase announced that it was recently the target of a cyber attack, but MarketWatch reporter Priya Anand says the bank has not been very forthcoming in terms of notifying consumers about whether they were impacted by the data breach.
A lot of critics are saying, and a regulator also, what they're saying is, you know what, Chase might want to directly actually notify customers because customers shouldn't have to be digging around news headlines or the website to figure out what exactly happened.
Most Chase customers only know about the breach if they visited the website or used the mobile app, which featured a special announcement revealing what information hackers got. Given the information that was divulged, Chase legally does not have to do more than they are currently doing.
The information that was exposed was names, phone numbers, addresses, emails, and, you know, your personal contact information, not necessarily account or financial information. They say that stuff was safe.
That being said, Chase customers still have to remain extremely vigilant when it comes to their financial accounts.
Make sure you're checking all of the things on your statement to make sure that it was actually you or another authorized user of your account. And then if you find something fishy, report it immediately so that you're not held liable for it.
And since your contact information was exposed, be on the lookout for bogus emails, letters, and phone calls from folks claiming to be from Chase. Always go to chase.com on your browser and never click on a link in an email. And if someone claiming to be from Chase contacts you, never divulge account information. Instead, be sure you were talking to someone from the financial institution by dialing the number on the back of your credit card or on their website. As we continue, the information mobile apps are revealing about you.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
A new report says mobile apps are failing to provide users with basic privacy. Credit.com's Adam Levin reviews the findings.
At a time when consumer unease about privacy is reaching a fever pitch, the Global Privacy Enforcement Network, a coalition of privacy officials from 19 countries, including the U.S. Federal Trade Commission, issued a report based on a review of over 1,200 different apps and found that 60% of them raised privacy concerns. Their concerns were focused in three areas. The app didn't disclose how it used personal information. The app required that before downloading, the user had to give up an excessive amount of personal information. And the app's privacy policies were too small to be read on a phone screen. 30% of the apps reviewed fell into the first category, providing no privacy information. Another 31% requested access to personal data. And 43% didn't tailor their privacy disclosures to a mobile screen. The report didn't mention specific apps by name, nor did it say whether apps were selected randomly or based on popularity. In the U.S., apps are not legally required to include a privacy policy that explains how they use your personal data. However, in the run-up to the launch of the iPhone 6, Apple said it would require a policy for all health apps running on the new phones that upload to and download from the company's health portal. I'm Adam Levin of Credit.com. And this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.